It's 8:47, nice and clear and sunny out there. Looks like it's going to be a hot day. Well, we know that. Environment Canada's told us we'll get up around 31, 32 degrees. Same tomorrow, and then it cools off a little bit. I want to welcome a couple of ladies in from our Cranbrook History Center. Yeah. Natalie, good morning.
Good morning.
How are things going?
Going very well.
Busy at the History Center?
Yeah, we're getting a bunch of people coming in for the various programs we have. It's great.
Good. We'll talk about those. Carly, how are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks.
What time do you guys start there every morning then?
We open at 10 a.m. and then we close at 4, and that's Tuesday to Saturdays.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Very good. How did you get involved with it then? Did you apply for this position? Either one of you. You can both answer that one as well. How did you get there, Carly?
Okay, so right now I'm actually working on Canada Student Jobs. So I'm working as a museum educator, but before that I was working as a part-time tour guide, and I began back in September.
Oh, I see. Very good. And how did you get there, Natalie?
I studied to work in museums. I'm a history student, so I really enjoy sharing history to the public, and so that's how I ended up working in museums. This one specifically just had a job description that really appealed to me, so
right.
I applied.
Isn't that interesting? Are there some programs you wanted to promote right now while we've got you on air? Are there things happening that those that are listening in the audience today would like to come down and check out then?
Sure. Right now we're organizing our junior paleontology program, which operates on Saturdays. The ages 6 to 8 group runs from 10:30 to 11:30, and the 9 to 12 runs from 1 o'clock to 2:30.
Great. Good. And you, Natalie?
Yeah, we've got so much going on at the museum this summer. Every single day, when we're open, you can come in and take part in our train tours. We've got a beautiful set of historical trains that you can walk inside and see. And we're also going to be having a walking tour starting in August to explore downtown historic Cranbrook.
On the way down to the train area,
yeah,
I was in there a couple of years ago. We took some tourists there. There's a really nice, like a mat or something. They have an old, somebody made a quilt. Is there?
Oh, we do have a quilt.
Is it still there?
The quilt is in our freight shed galleries.
Oh, okay.
So this is something that was made by the Quilting Society?
The Guild, yeah.
The Guild?
I know that.
Yeah.
I just was thinking of that when you're talking about the train area. So is it the same thing? You walk in, you go down the stairs, and then you can actually ignite the trains, can't you? You can start
okay,
them.
Yeah. So we actually have two different train galleries then. We've got a miniature train display, which is really popular with young families. And we actually just started a program for that display recently. We're calling it I Spy July. And we are inviting young families to come into the museum. And we have photos on our Instagram page of all the different kind of secret hidden scenes in our display. And so families can try and find those scenes for themselves when they go in.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Anything else that people should be checking out if they're coming to the Cranbrook History Center then, Carly?
Nothing that Natalie hasn't already covered, but in addition to that, I'm also going to be adding blog posts to the Cranbrook Tourism site. So if you'd like to know more about the different programs that we offer and get some more detailed information on it, you can refer to the Cranbrook Tourism website.
Very good. So do you both have to go back to school or at least online learning or however it's going to be? It's odd, isn't it?
I'm returning to school in the fall. I'm in the teacher education program through UVic at the College of the Rockies.
Oh, good. Are you at the college here too then, Natalie?
No. I just graduated, actually, I guess, just over a year ago now. And so this is my full-time job. I'm doing program coordinating at the museum, so hopefully developing a bunch of new exciting programs as the year goes on.
What was your specific topic then that you were studying with history?
So I just finished my master's in public history.
Oh, wow.
So I focused specifically on actually Japanese-Canadian internment during my thesis and how we can teach that in schools. And now I'm looking at the different local histories in Cranbrook and how the museum can help share those with the public.
Isn't that interesting? When we get off air, I'll have to share an interview with you. I was an MC for Greenwood Founders Day.
Oh, yeah, Greenwood.
Yeah, and one of the survivors, who was, I guess, one of the high-profile speakers, I had a chance to interview on the stage and hear for radio.
Oh,
might be of interest to you.
I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Good. Well, thank you. Anything else before we let you go, Carly?
I think that's all I had to add for today.
You guys were just so nervous. I knew you'd do good on the air.
I'll add that if families are interested in joining, signing up their kids, 6 to 12 years old, for a junior paleontology program, they can go onto our website where we have a registration form, and we really hope to see any excited future paleontologists there.
Very good. Thank you so much. Yep. Carly and Natalie live in studio from the Cranbrook History Center.